We say hello now to Hal Gill, who joins us. He'll be on the FanDuel Sports Network tonight. Skillsy, what's going on?
Not much. Just, we got some hockey weather here. It's cold. So I'm just battling that like everyone else.
Yeah, it is cold, but the Predators have been hot lately. I really like the way they've been playing. You like that? I like the way that they have been playing, especially the top guys. Is this the team that we were kind of expecting now that, you know, we kind of see them in a rhythm, at least for the last few games?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were expecting from game one. Is it too late? I don't know. But right now, I think these guys are fighting for their lives, and it's coming together. And it's fun to watch when they do it the right way. I feel like they're getting contributions from everywhere, especially their top line. You need your big guns to be big guns, and they've done it in the last few games, and they've had success finding ways to win and doing it together. It's what you're looking for. So yeah, this is what they want. This is what they need, and they need a lot more of it.
Andrew Brunette, you know, it's been no secret that he was trying to find the right line combinations, especially earlier in the year, and I feel like he's found it by putting Stamkos with Forsberg and Marchessault, and we've really seen that click. Whenever those three are on the ice together, you know, good things seem to happen. Do you think that, you know, do coaches ever kind of look back on that and go, maybe I should have done that sooner? Will we be in a different place? Or is it just you're happy that it's working now because it seems to be?
Yeah, it's a tough one. And every time I ask Bruno about line combinations throughout the season, you know, he's just trying to find some chemistry there and find something that clicks. And I think this has clicked. It's probably, 10 or 12 games prior to this run, I think they were clicking. The lines were there. They just weren't getting rewarded for it. And now they're getting rewarded for it. And now I think they have a little more confidence, you know. And I think it's, you know, you look at some of the goals that they're scoring, you know, the faceoff goal, Stamkos' goal last game was, you know, a set play. They ran it, they executed it, and they had the chemistry to finish it. And I think that's what you're looking for, is that you know, confidence in I can trust that he's going to be doing what I think he's going to be doing, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I think that just breeds more confidence, which ultimately turns into more goals, or at least it should.
So we knew going into the Minnesota game that it was probably going to be a physical one, and that Minnesota was going to be looking for Zach LaRue. How do you think he handled that pressure and the situation? Obviously, he had to drop the mitts. A couple other guys did as well. But how do you think he handled that kind of for the first time as an NHL rookie?
Yeah, that is a tough spot. And I don't think people, you know, I've gone through that. It's a mind game that will tear you up. It's hard to sleep the night before that game, maybe two nights before that game. You're thinking about it. What's going to happen? How does this go down? Do I just answer the bell? Do I fight right away? And who am I going to have to fight? Because they got some heavyweights. I think there's no doubt he took a lot of advice from guys like McCarron and Shen that have been through that before. And I think they were kind of in it together, you know, if that makes sense. And that's what you need your teammates for. But ultimately, it comes down to Zach going out there and knowing, hey, I did something wrong. I got to learn from it, but I also got to, you know, I got to answer the bell, and I got to pay my dues here. The other option is to skate away from it and be that rat that everyone hates, and you draw penalties and you never answer the bell. And there's been guys like that, Claude Lemieux, that will go out and stir it up. There's a long list of those guys that played in the NHL, but I have a ton of respect for Zach going out there and answering the bell, doing it the right way, I think. And, you know, it's not always fun to do that, but he went through it, and hopefully he learns a lot from it and can grow as a player and find his own game and within that role.
We're talking to Hal Gill this morning on the People Show, the Chasing Big Joe Show. Hal, let me ask you this. I'm a hockey fan. I'm not a hockey expert. The only lines I care about is which line Schroeder and McDonald's. That's all I care about. Let me ask you this, though, Hal. In 2017, the Preds had two guys, a guy named Vern Fiddler and Harry Zolnarchuk, right? The guys, they don't make, you know, they're not playing a lot of minutes, but they were needed to make that Stanley Cup run in 2017. Do teams need that? I'm not sure if the Preds have that. Guys who come in, know their role, know they're not going to score a bunch of goals, just come in and just bust their butts for the team to make it better. Do more teams need guys like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you have a bunch of superstars, there's not enough pucks for all those guys. You know, you only get one puck, and so you kind of have to have that balance of, you know, what is my role on the team? I'm killing penalties. Am I blocking shots with my face? Am I going in on the forecheck and getting the crowd into it? Am I, you know, or am I a goal scorer? Am I a playmaker? Am I a shutdown defenseman? I think you need every part of you know, every aspect of the game, and you need to have that with personnel, certainly, to go out there and be effective. I think this team has a pretty good balance. When you look up and down, you have the physical guys on the back end. You have guys that are going to block shots. You have guys that are going to go in heavy on the forecheck, like, you know, Sissons and McCarron. You know, I think they have a pretty good mix. But, yeah, you absolutely need those guys.
I remember walking in the locker room years ago talking to Greg Zanin. And he had just bruises all over his body. And I said, hey, wouldn't it be more fun to be a goal scorer? He goes, my job is to help this team win any way possible. And I just love that answer because he had that attitude you're talking about. Like, I'm going to go to the rink. Whatever they need me to do today, I'm going to do as long as we win the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't forget, you know, we're talking about the NHL. Every one of these guys was the best on their team all the way growing up.
Right.
I mean, like, they're goal scorers. I was a goal scorer. Believe it or not, I was a goal scorer. I was at Providence College. I was on the power play. I could make plays. You get to the NHL and you say, okay, where do I fit in and what do I need to do? And then you fine tune it. And if you have to block shots to help the team win, that's what you do. And Zanin was a great example of that. Just the guy that would go out and just put his face in front of anything,
right,
just to help the team win. And so, yeah, you need those guys. And it's not always easy for guys to commit to that, right? I mean, there's a lot of guys that never made the NHL because they couldn't adapt and couldn't be the player that the team needed. You know, if there's a bunch of superstars on a team and you're a superstar, well, if you're not better than those guys, you better change your role so you can provide something for the team, whether that's killing penalties or going hard on the forecheck.
Hal Gill is with us. A guy I wanted to ask you about that I don't feel like we've really talked about a whole lot and noticed, and maybe that's a good thing, is Tommy Novak. What's kind of been your evaluation of his game through the last handful of games?
Yeah, I think he's had spurts where you can see what he offers. He offers that little slash and dice through the neutral zone. He can attack off the rush. He can be elusive and find an open spot. And I don't think there's too many guys on the Preds that do that. So I think he can be, when he's going, and you can see it, he has, you know, two or three shifts a game where he kind of, he slashes through and makes a little play and opens up space for someone else. I think the challenge for him is finding that consistency. And so I think what he offers is huge for the team. He's just got to make sure he's doing it on a regular basis and more often than not. And I think he's finding it. It's not a complete work right now, but he's getting pretty close from what I see.
Hal, tonight the Preds take on the San Jose Sharks. I always hate people and say, well, that's a game you should win. I always hate that because you think San Jose is just coming to town to hang out and go honky-tonking. No, look, they're having a bad year too. It's a game you want to win, but I've never liked the attitude of, like, that's a game we should win.
No, you can't take that mentality. Like, look at how many teams have come in and played the Preds. You know, they should win that game, right? The Preds are lower, but they're clicking now, and now they make, you know, they go out and beat Vegas. You know, like, that's just the way it is. You know, the NHL is tough, and these guys have some young players that, you know, I'd be nervous. I haven't played against Macklin Celebrini yet. What does he do? Like, yeah, I see the highlights, but what's it really like to play against them? So there's a lot of unknowns in this team. And so I learned early in my career, don't take anything for granted, because at any moment you could be embarrassed in the NHL. And there's some guys on this San Jose team that can embarrass people. So they better be ready, because, you know, San Jose's kind of got nothing to lose. They're going to go and play. They're going to try to make plays, and, you know, they're talented and young, and it's going to be a heck of a game, I think. You better be ready for it.
Well, these two teams better get used to each other because they're going to be the opponent for the next two games tonight.
The most bizarre home and home in NHL history.
It is something. I kind of like these. I don't know about you and if you liked them as a player. I kind of like the home and home thing, but it is a little bit bizarre because of the West Coast travel and all of that. But going to be interesting.
Hey, with a home and home, you want to set the tone early, right? If you have a back-to-back against the same team, that means you got 120 minutes against these guys. So you better be ready and you better go out and set the tone early because, you know, you're going to be playing these guys for two back-to-back games.
Yes, for sure. Starting tonight. Hal, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Enjoy the game, guys.